everyone. Welcome you all to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals, where we talk about HR to the HR professionals. So my partners in crime, Brian Humpen and William Tinkham, are not available. And for me today in Dallas, it's pretty much sunny outside. And for the past, the last entire week, it's been raining. So my day can't be better anymore. And, yes, the U.S. is playing the World Cup. That is also there. The funny thing is I can see some of my friends are taking off from work to watch the show. That is a good thing. So without further ado, let's talk to our guest, a wonderful person, Nate Depor, CEO of People Matter. Nate, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Nisha. I'm very glad to be back on the show again.
Well, we are delighted to have you here with us today. And personally, I'm so excited because this is the first time that I'm talking to you.
Yeah, we've done, this is, I believe, my third appearance on the show.
Get it.
Seems like every time I've done a show, it's been from a different location. I'm coming to you from the Canadian-U.S. border today, on a little island called Put-in Bay, Ohio, right on the border, and it's absolutely gorgeous here as well. The last time I was on the show was with Brian, and we were actually in an RV doing a show live going down the interstate, and that was quite an interesting time. That was about a year and a half ago.
That's glad to hear. A lot of memories, Drive to HR and People Matter. So, Nate, to our audience, if there is anyone out there who doesn't know of you, would you please talk a little bit about yourself and what you do and about your company, too?
Absolutely. So I have the good fortune of leading a wonderful group of team members at People Matter. We're headquartered in Charleston, South Carolina. We're a workforce management company that focuses on the hourly workforces, primarily in four verticals, hospitality, which will be hotels, lodges, bed and breakfasts, retail, food service, and the service industry. And the service industry to us is really a catch-all for everything that isn't really in one of those other three. So we have folks that, you know, run self-storage facilities. We have Jiffy Lube franchisees. We have Planet Fitness franchisees. It encompasses about 38 different SIC codes in that last vertical. So the common threads are hourly, high turnover, multi-location, workforces is where we operate.
Great, wonderful. So on that spectrum, hourly workforce and HR technology, what's keeping you up at night? And I know you've been traveling all around the world, so it's very particular to us, you know, what's keeping you up at night these days?
Yeah, so the things that are on our mind that we're you know, constantly focused on, I don't think there's really anything that's keeping us up at night, but I would say things that are more top of mind for us is continuing to innovate in the market and also continuing to allow our customers to have new ways to interact with their employees. We're a purpose-driven company. Our purpose is to change the way the employer and employee interact in the workplace and make it better through technology, and we really strive each and every day to provide a platform that enables a really rich communication and engagement between the employer and the employee out there. So some of the big issues that these employers are focused, that are being faced with today and are focused on, obviously the Affordable Care Act is front and center for a lot of them to comply with that. Immigration and immigration reform continues to be a very big point of focus for a lot of our customers, especially those that may be down in the Southwest area along the border there that do have a lot of folks that do work in their stores from the Hispanic population. So we really continue to look at ways to help our customers elevate and maintain compliance with the changing landscape that is unfolding right now with a lot of the government regulations. In addition, the economy has started to recover, and the job market is tightening up pretty substantially in a lot of these workforces today. So a lot of our customers are now starting to have to work harder to find those good quality applicants, and we certainly want to do our very best to help them find that great talent.
Wonderful. So let's go down that path, that talking about, you know, finding that great talent. But you talked a little bit about the immigration reform and some regulations that are out there and the challenges that the organizations are facing. And especially when we talk about hourly workers, we can see that majority of the workers are Hispanic workers and people from other nations that are coming over here. So what do you see? What do you foresee happening in the spectrum, and how this immigration reform is going to help these hourly workers?
Well, certainly, you know, we've got some big issues in Washington to deal with right now around immigration, and I don't foresee any major changes in immigration reform until after the November election. So I think it's going to be pretty much status quo, at least through the end of the year, and then maybe next year something may heat back up. But the current political climate is really not going to allow much to take place. So our customers are continuing to have to be faced with, you know, again, looking for great talent. It's harder to hire that talent. And I'm not here to get into a political debate which way I believe immigration reform should go. I just know that it is causing a lot of heartburn for a lot of our customers that are looking for talent. It's limiting their talent pool today. So, you know, some of the things that we're focused on right now is continuing to maintain all the changes that are going on around E-Verify and I-9 compliance, which is very important to our customers, making sure that they have all the compliance tools in front of them to make sure that they're continuing to comply with the ever-moving landscape that continues to change in front of those guys.
Well, it's I really appreciate that, Nate. Well, it's really, really great to hear from an entrepreneur like you and how this immigration reform is really impacts your business and the workforce. So we started the show talking about innovation. So, you know, there is a contradictory concept or a debate if that is happening, you know, for HR, the paperwork has been always been there in the past and currently is also there. But the HR technology would allow them to do all those paperwork in an automated manner. But still, when you talked about that communication and how that elevate the organization to help that interaction between employee and employer, and which is that makes innovation in HR, right? I mean, HR tech. So what do you want to talk to our audience when it comes to innovation in HR, very particularly?
Yeah, well, one of the big areas that we're seeing is obviously around the mobile environment with the incredible adoption of the mobile device across all different demographics of the workforce. And so we have focused the last 3 years. The company has been around for 5 years. And the last 3 years, we have poured a tremendous amount of resources and energy into our mobile initiative, really taking a big mobile-first approach to building tools and technologies around the mobile environment. And one of the things that we did is we took kind of a radical change in direction from a traditional talent management software provider. We brought scheduling into the talent management platform. And that enabled, and the reason we did that is because the workforce that we focus on obviously has shifts, and those shifts change every week from week to week based on, you know, labor demands, sales volume, other different criteria that are driving different sales activities there or labor demands there for them. And so by moving towards focus on schedule, it was a way for us to get adoption and engagement in the palm of the hand with the mobile device of the employees. So we have a really awesome module, our schedule module, that does two things. It does labor forecasting for clients. It'll actually take their sales data or other different data inputs, and it'll forecast out what the labor needs are, what the schedule should be for the next week to 2 weeks out. And then it'll communicate. The second piece is it'll communicate as a schedule communication piece. So it actually will communicate the schedule out to the various employees, and then the employees can swap shifts, pick up shifts, trade shifts, request time off, all through our mobile app. You can download the app for free in the App Store or on Google Play, so it's available on the iPhone or the Android device. And by doing that, we've become one of the 10 most used apps on the employee's mobile device there. And so we have incredible engagement. The employees are in there all the time because they're, again, managing this changing schedule, and they're wanting time off, or they're wanting to pick up shifts, or they're wanting to see who is going to work a shift with them. So while we have their captive attention, we're enabling our customers to push communications out to them, to be able to push a video out maybe from the CEO or from somebody else in the organization that wants to get a message out to the entire workforce, doing all of those things on that app that the employees are using. And a lot of the legacy talent management providers have had a lot of issues in the past of getting ongoing engagement. If you think about a traditional talent management system, the real power user is the HR administrator or the manager of that location. Employees will go in there, you know, once a year when they have open enrollment, or maybe during a performance evaluation period quarterly, or if they have a life event, they need to make an update to something in there, they would go in and use the system there. But they're not using it day in and day out. And by having our focus on this hourly workforce, and again, the nature of it with the scheduling, we've been able to leverage that schedule into a lot of different other areas.
Well, that's great to hear, because employees would then be able to choose the time they wanted to work for, or choose the shift that they would like to work for. This is a great way to help them engage the way they wanted to, right?
That's correct. So, you know, we start all the way up in the hiring module, which has obviously applicant tracking and onboarding in there, and we allow the employee to tell us what their schedule preferences are. When do they want to work? Maybe they're a student and they have to go to class Monday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Friday, but they can work Tuesday and Thursday in the weekend there. So they can indicate that when they apply, and then the scheduling system knows not to schedule them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when they have class, only to schedule them Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, which was their preference when they hired us. And so that makes for a really engaging and rich experience, because the system is now listening to what the employee can do versus having a lot of siloed or disparate systems that aren't communicating across. So I'll give you one other interesting example. We have a lot of restaurant customers, and a lot of them in the fine dining space. And obviously they have extensive wine lists, and they may require a waiter or waitress to take a online test for our LMS, our learning module, to pass the wine list knowledge. And if they don't pass that list, if they don't pass that test, the system will not allow them to be scheduled for a shift to be a waiter on the floor there. So that's a way that it prevents people from working a shift that haven't passed the prerequisite training that the employer wants to do. And that's just one example. We have other ones in the automotive space that we do where they may have to pass a test on how to service a vehicle or how to change oil before they can actually be scheduled for a shift. So by having all these things in one place and having these modules talk to each other and being built on one platform, there's a lot of robust functionality that is available to our customers, and they get a tremendous amount of ROI.
Great, great. Well, I must say, you know, employees have the opportunity to earn it by going through the training, and it's really important. So, Nate, you know, a couple of years ago, you guys launched this scheduling, and it's been going on very well. So I can see these HR tech companies, they've always been innovating new ideas or bringing up new ideas and innovating their HR technology in a way the clients want to use it based on their needs. So
yep.
from a leadership perspective, take us through that behind the screen activities. You know, how do you sort of identify this can be the potential, you know, need for our client? And if you are going to launch this, this is going to be a super super hit. So
yes.
How do you sort of identify that need? Of your clients.
That's a great thing. Well, I would welcome any of your listeners that ever visit Charleston, South Carolina. Please look us up. We'd love to host you. We've got a beautiful facility in downtown Charleston with a rooftop bar up on top. And on the second floor of our building is what we call the Office of Good Ideas. And it's a team of professionals that are constantly looking for those new innovative things that we need to be incorporating into our products. So this is a team that's usually about 6 months to 2 to 3 years ahead of the product. And they're actually out there looking and testing and thinking up stuff and building prototypes there. And a couple of things that we've done recently that have come out of the Office of Good Ideas that we've launched is we just launched a 6-minute assessment, which is incredibly important, and it gives the same predictive results that our longer assessment did. There's been a wonderful guest speaker I know y'all have had on the show before, Julie Moreland, who was the CEO of PeopleClues, and we acquired PeopleClues a year and a half ago. They were our assessment partner for about 2 years prior to that. And we brought the PeopleClues team into the PeopleMatter family because they have an incredible experience in the assessment space. And there was a lot of rich data that we could bring in from their experience and their tools into the platform. And some of the things we've been iterating on since that acquisition is the ability to get a very short assessment for an applicant to take, but still have the same high degree predictable results that the longer assessments do. So we just cracked the code on this and just launched our 6-minute assessment, and it's available for our mobile job app that's available on the mobile device. So now an applicant can actually apply very quickly on the mobile device right there in one of our customer stores. They could be a Noodles & Company, or they could be at a Jiffy Lube franchisee or Ruby Tuesday, or Hilton Hotels, any one of our customers. We have over 2,000 customers today. And they can actually apply very quickly on the mobile device and take this very quick assessment, and it can give the HR hiring manager or the store manager a high degree of predictability if that person is going to be the right fit for their business. So that's one big innovation that we recently have just launched. The second one is we just launched in beta, and we're going to have it available, general availability, at the end of this year, is our new PeopleLytics product. And this is a business intelligence product that really leverages all the modules we've built. So we have 4 products today, and it leverages the 3 modules, Hire, Learn, and Schedule, all the wonderful data that comes out of those, and it gives prescriptive analytics to the C-suite, the CEO, the CFO, the COO, and it helps them make decisions around driving outcomes through their human capital. And we're very excited about this. You've heard a lot about big data lately, a lot around business intelligence, and we've been working very, very hard on this. And we've got it in beta with several customers today. We are seeing great preliminary results, and we're looking forward to launching that product here at the end of the year to our entire customer base. So it should be a very exciting time.
Great. Good luck with that. So you talked about collaboration right now with PeopleClues, and when people collaborate, great things happen, and you guys approve it. So from a leadership perspective, what matters most to you when you are looking to collaborate with someone?
Well, what we think matters most in our customers is the ability to have great engagement among the employer and the employee. So we believe if we can provide a wonderful, engaging process where there's great communication, there's motivation, there is constant positive performance reinforcement there, that you're going to have happier employees, and they're going to have better store sales, and you're going to have lower turnover, and all these wonderful, great things that come from lower turnover rates. So we focus a lot in that spectrum right there of how to make the engagement process a lot better between the employer and the employee.
Great, great. So what are some metrics that now that people analytics, right? Is that correct that I'm
It's called PeopleLytics.
PeopleLytics.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So with this PeopleLytics, what are some metrics that you would suggest to our audience if they are somebody working in a restaurant industry or if they are an HR person who is managing hourly workforce? What are some metrics that you would suggest to them in order to help make some informed decisions?
Yeah, some of the things that I would, and I don't want to disclose too much because we're still in the early in the beta process, but some of the things that we're really looking at that are interesting trends are the shift from job boards to more social media recruiting. We've seen it's kind of exceeded our expectations to see that type of a shift that we've, and again, it's very early, but the early indications were exceeding our expectations on the shift from job boards over to a lot of social media channels. So using of the Facebook page, using of Twitter accounts, using of other different social media platforms to drive applicant flow has been one area that has been pretty amazing. And then the other one is the correlation between sales at our customers. Again, these are folks that are restaurants, they're convenience stores, they're hotels, they're retailers, looking at the sales data correlated to the assessment results and how you mix up the different teams. So, for instance, if you have an A player, you don't want to have a shift of, and there's five employees at a store, you don't want to have five A players because you have five very dominant personalities there. And we looked at how you actually mix like an A player with B players and how it can elevate the game for B players. Or conversely, you don't want to have a shift of all B players. So looking at that right mix based on the assessment results has been really, really insightful for us. And finding the right mix, we can actually correlate it to sales data, what the actual sales, what will happen to sales when you have this right mix of people. So those are just two data points I would highlight that we're seeing early on that are very, very interesting. Again, leveraging all of this different data and the modules that we have for our customers.
Great. So we're talking about these job boards a little bit. Do you think these job boards are going to die in the future, or companies are going to take over social media as their primary platform to find and connect with talent?
I would say this. I don't think job boards are ever going to die and go away. I think you're going to have always you're going to see an evolution into really one of three areas. The first will be you'll see niche job boards continue to do well that focus on very big on niches there and are deep. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see those will still be relevant. The ladders would be a great one that continues to have great success. Dice, obviously, in the IT space would be another good one that continues to have great success there. So I think that would be one category. Then you will have certainly the social media channels that you'll have that will drive a lot. And then I think you're going to have this, what I call almost situational awareness applicants, where people will literally be able to register on a platform like a LinkedIn or another type of platform. People Matter would be one, where they can actually say, I'm looking for a job, and when they're moving through a specific geographic area, the system is proactively pinging them or pushing job opportunities to their iPhone or their Android device and telling them, hey, right here at this mall, there's two open positions at this retailer. Would you like to apply for them because you're in that proximity? Or it knows that this is where the geographic area you live based on, obviously, all the geolocation data that you have. Hearing a lot of early beginnings around that and some really advanced discussions around that. And again, we're not in that area, but it's something really interesting to kind of watch and see how it evolves.
Great. So to our
Hello, Nisha?
Well, I guess we lost the call, and we had some technical glitches happen right now on the show. And had a wonderful conversation with Nate Dipor, and we have learned so much about HR technology for managing the hourly workforce, and learned so much tips and techniques that companies can right away think about and make it practical in your organization, which is, again, awesome. And we have about 3 minutes left at this point, and I'm not sure Nate is going to call in again. So, Nate, if you're listening, thank you so much for joining with us today, and sorry for putting up with this technical glitches that has happened right now, because it is Blog Talk Radio, it is Internet, we may never know what is going to happen. But other than that, we had a wonderful conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Drive-Thru HR. And stay tuned to our Facebook page, Instagram, or Twitter at Drive-Thru HR. Thank you again for joining us on the show today. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
take a break.